Ah, no females. Oh, no! That's Sabrina's Teeny Bopper basketball team!
Sandwiches are on the fridge! We beat the boys!
How nice for America.
I love coaching those girls. They're so sweet and innocent.
Can we have beer?
No! Aren't they adorable?
Girls, boys, girls! Girls, boys, girls!
Stop it! A man can stand only so much estrogen. Kindly get those double X chromosomers out of here so that I can try to regain my manly reverie.
Why, you little... Well, I guess you have to put up with a lot of females, so I'll just take the kids outside and practice free throws.
Thank you.
Girls!
Oh, we're gonna need a ball. I know! Come on, guys. Outside, practice dribbling.
No!
That ball talk?
No, it's just a leak. It's filled with hot air.
Ball.
Well, Sabrina, with your grades and extracurricular activities, I think you can get into college anywhere. Princeton, Boston College.
I want to go to Adams.
MIT, Emerson.
But I love Adams. I mean, it's 21st century concepts taught amid 19th century beauty.
Yes, I read the brochure. You have great grades. You have lots of academic extracurricular activities. You have excellent recommendations, but you have nothing in the arts. Adams loves the arts. I'm afraid you're not well-rounded enough for them. How about Yale?
I wanted to go to Adams, but I guess I won't as long as my resume looks like Pac-Man.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Sabrina.
Me too. What'd she do?
No, she's coaching those girls down at the community center. You know, we should do more for the community.
I stopped attending town hall meetings per the request of the community. Isn't that enough?
Good news, good news!
The leash law for dogs was upheld in the Supreme Court.
From your mouth to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's ears. No, I just got a letter from the Other Realm Processing Center. Guess who's finished serving his sentence as a cat?
Well, it can't be you. You've got another 75 years left to go.
It must be one of Salem's underlings. They got shorter sentences.
I bet it's that Irish guy, Frederico.
Or Stephen.
It's Duke!
Wait a minute, I know. Lucille.
It's Duke! And he needs a place to stay. Just until he gets off his paws and back on his feet.
Well, helping out would be a way to give back to the community.
Of course. What better way to say thank you than by housing a felon?
No, by providing guidance to a woman who has paid her dues.
Duke? He's a guy named Duke.
Well, why didn't you say so? Astronomy, babysitting, chess, not Artie.
Hey, nice game Saturday. Your girls really did a number on my brother's team.
Debate.
I already gave you my side of it. Look, I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but one of your marauders tends to block with her fists.
Perfect!
Not really, it's a bad habit to get into.
I have to do this!
Try out for the musicale? Isn't that for kids with musical talent?
But I have to complete my circle, become more well-rounded, less half-eaten pie-like. Are you gonna help me or not?
Allons au fond de la patrie, le jour de gloire. Swing the sweet cherry, come for to carry me home.
Trumpet wasn't so bad. Fairly quiet.
I'm never gonna get into Adams. No small yet challenging classes first year through fourth.
That was a great brochure.
What else are they looking for?
So stagehands, set builders, dancers.
Wait, I'm a dancer. I took tap when I was four. You'll come back.
Uh-oh. Problem. Says they're looking for teams. Dancers must audition with a partner. What about Yale?
No smoking, no drinking, and no roughhousing.
And no plotting to take over the world, or any part thereof.
Don't worry. I know I haven't been around an old crony for a while, but when Duke gets here, I'll do my very best to resist every temptation.
Come on, Hilda, we've got students waiting in the kitchen.
Students?
Yes, we're teaching English as a second language to some people from the neighborhood.
It's a win-win situation. We give back to the community, and they learn to read our keep off the grass sign.
Duke!
Hi, boss.
Hey, you're a man now.
Oh, sorry. Old habit.
Duke, you look great. How the heck are you?
Wonderful. Oh, I miss being a cat.
What?
I miss lying there in the sun, batting the dust particles.
Come here, big guy. Are you nuts? You don't have to eat kibble. You can reach things on the top shelf. Dear Lord, man, you've got magic now.
Yeah, but it's pretty rusty. Hey, you got any of those liver treats?
Okay, let's start with the basics. Hello!
Rat two.
Okay, I quit.
That was my favorite coup.
Face it, overtaken French or just plain funny?
But you know something? I've decided, if I have to be human, I want to go straight.
Oh, that's a good one, Duke. I'm the only one laughing.
Yeah, you're right. Crazy idea. I haven't got the self-esteem to make it without breaking the law.
And you know the best way to get some self-esteem? Do magic. Come on, boy.
You know, there's an old teacher of mine I'd like to see. Lived in the Ottoman Empire.
Conjure him?
Here goes. Postum Ottoman Serrani. Close.
Hey, guys! Was that always there? So would you mind coaching the girls tonight so that I can rehearse my number with Harvey?
Honey, do you really think this is such a good idea? I mean, you're not that musical. Or coordinated. Or graceful.
Okay! I want to go to Adams. It's Rolling Green Hills and academic challenges.
Yes, we read the brochure.
If it means this much to you, we'll coach the Marauders. We've been wanting to give back to the community.
But you have to find someone responsible to watch the clock shop for us tonight.
No problem. There's nothing to worry about. If a customer comes in, you just give them a clock and take their money. Look, you said you wanted to go straight. This is the perfect way to see how an upstanding citizen functions. It's all on the up and up. Just don't tell my aunts. Say something.
Help.
Good. Gotta go.
Well, look who's running things now.
There have got to be easier ways to give back to the community.
How about we drop a big net from the ceiling?
You know, I've studied pre-adolescent psychology, and the best way to regain control is through reasoning.
And then we drop the big net?
Girls! 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 May I have your attention? Ooh! Hilda,
get the net.
And a fire hose.
Nash is joined by... Did I mention I really want to get into Adams?
You're doing a great job running this clock shop. Sabrina would be so proud.
Oh, please don't let a customer come in here.
Will you stop being such a fraidy former cat? Look, there's a broken watch. Fix it with magic. Live a little.
Okay. Here goes. Tempo restiva correctus. It's taken. I did it. I did magic. And right.
I knew you could. I am so proud of you, Duke. Now conjure a voting booth we can tamper with.
No, that'd be wrong.
I'll love you.
Okay. Electa, Corn Sue, explode. Maybe we should close early today.
sorry.
You left Hilda's clock shop in the hands of a former criminal with rusty magic and his evil boss.
Really sorry.
We were doing you a favor. Zelda took numerous balls to the head.
All right, pass me the hair shirt. Look, I know Duke was Salem's old lieutenant, but I thought he was a nice guy.
She gets things wrong a lot.
Well, looks can be deceiving, as evidenced by that sweet-faced, ball-hurling Rachel Barnett.
Do you have any idea how long it's going to take us to zap that shop back together?
I can't believe I got that nice girl in such trouble.
I'll clean up the whole back room tomorrow, but first I have to practice my tapping, please.
All right.
We'll get down there and start putting things back together before someone tells the police and we have yet another pesky investigation.
The worst was in 1730 when we had to explain our Oldsmobile.
Hello, boss.
Benny!
Duke? Some of the boys got the word that Duke had shed his fur. I'm here to get him to join the gang again.
You know something? Maybe I should. I haven't got what it takes to make it in the legit world.
Attaboy. Come on.
Stop! You can't take Duke.
What's with the broad?
Look, Duke's not one of you. I realize I don't know him that well. Actually, I don't know you that well, but I'm going with my instincts here. He's a good guy. You're not.
Sure he is. Do me a favor. Call me when things don't work out.
You stood up for me, and when I got you in so much trouble.
True, but I believe you were under a bad influence.
Sure. Blame the cat. What? I said blame the cat.
I'm never gonna get it. Duke's a good guy.
I fixed that clock. Sabrina, I'm gonna make you a better dancer. Fetum rightus fortina. Nothing exploded.
But
that's okay. It's funny enough watching you come down the stairs.
What did Duke say?
He still can't remember the spell.
Well, did you mention that it probably had something to do with feet?
Yes.
We can't reverse the spell unless we know what it was. We need him down here.
Sorry, but he's too upset to face that sweet, sweet girl, Salinas. He's not very good with names.
Well, I like him too. I mean, he's a nice man and he means well, and I would tell him that to his face if I could stop orbiting myself. Oh, and I have an audition this afternoon.
Maybe this was it. Fetum Betterina Tepetus. Ah, not it.
Revertum. Well, I'm afraid we have only one choice. We're gonna have to go into Duke's memory. Come on, Hilda.
I hate other people's memories. They always dwell in the past.
I suppose you want to make me a sandwich.
Oh, what a mess. No wonder he can't remember anything.
We'll just have to dive in until we find old spells. Why does it smell like cheese in here?
It wouldn't have to be a big sandwich.
Stop it!
Harvey?
Hey. Ready to rehearse. Duke's memory?
Yeah, it's a gravestone for Salem's old owner.
Door in the middle of the living room?
Yes, please respect our religious beliefs.
Repressed memories, shame on you.
Take a gander. I thought I had problems.
Keep searching.
Wow. Move over, Joan Crawford.
Sabrina, this thing is weird. It's got a force field or something around it.
Did you come here to rehearse or to look at tombstones?
Rehearse? Couldn't have anticipated the tombstone. So, are you going to get up?
No. I'm going to sit here. In judgment.
Gross!
What?
A video memory of him attacking a mouse when he was a cat.
Oh! Oh, man, that is one mean mouse.
I don't understand. You said we had to rehearse.
I changed my mind. There is such a thing as overkill, you know. I'll see you later. Go, go! Found it.
Where did you...
Oh, you found old Duke's last request, huh? Yep, he wanted a door. They feel pretty good, but I swear that piggy is a little less cute.
It's the same toe.
Okay, well, I gotta get upstairs, change, go to school, convince Harvey that we do need to rehearse because I do want to go to Adams. Hey, how about this for an excuse? I was just funning.
Hey, I say, if you haven't used it in a week, go for it.
Oh, hey, I just remembered. Would you guys mind coaching the girls one more time for me this afternoon during my audition?
Duke could coach them.
No, we'll manage. They're young and should have their whole lives ahead of them.
You know, Harvey, we've been practicing in our spare time all day, and you haven't gotten any better.
I think when somebody's doing you a favor, you shouldn't pick so much.
Kid dances like an old man.
I can do this. I can fix him.
Well, you can't make the boy worse.
Jungen, Tapas, Miraculous.
Wow! Harvey, that's great!
I did it! I did it!
Okay, let's take it from the top.
I don't want
to. Oh, it's practice!
You said but. Butthead.
Uh-oh. He's definitely not an old man anymore.
But.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm telling.
Salem, what are you doing here?
Came to cheer you on.
Wait a minute. Where's Duke?
Duke who?
Tell your friend to remove whatever spell he's put on Harvey.
What makes you think he put a spell on him?
I've got big boy pants on.
Just a hunch. Tell him to fix Harvey.
Harvey who?
Well, at least we found the trick.
Yep. Doesn't matter if you're a nice coach or a tough coach.
Long as you're a tall coach.
Okay. Let's try a three-man weave, ladies.
Maybe we should have called them ladies.
We called them everything else. I wonder how the audition's going.
Harvey!
Ah! Deco, deco!
Oh, I hated this game when I was four, and I still hate it.
Thank you, Bobby and Barbara. Are Sabrina and Harvey ready?
Where's Duke?
Right here. I can't remember the spell. It's something, freedom, something.
Terrific. I don't have time to go into your memory. Thanks a lot, Duke. You ruined my only chance to get into Adams.
When you're a cat, this kind of thing doesn't happen.
It happens to me all the time.
And now, Sabrina Spellman and Harvey Kinkle.
And here's where my partner would normally come in.
Let's give him the odds off hue.
I didn't know a con man could dance so well.
Well, maybe a criminal, but I did take cotillion.
Sabrina, congratulations. You've got the part.
Woohoo!
Need a little help?
Oh, no. Harvey! Naughty boy! He has to be still so we can reverse the spell. Harvey, you want some candy?
No!
Freak, I have an idea.
Miraculous Tapem Jungen.
What's that?
It's a fax of the stupid rehearsal schedule for my stupid musicale. I'm stupid villager number three.
So all your hard work paid off.
No, it's so time consuming, I'm gonna have to give up coaching the Marauders.
Well, on the bright side, fewer concussions.
This stinks. I knocked myself out, now I have to give up something I love.
Well, honey, you can always turn the part down.
But I need it for Adams and its state-of-the-art library with... You know what? To heck with Adams. I'm going to send my application just the way it is. No arts. If they don't want me, they're lost.
Pearls before swine.
I'm assuming that means you're on my side.
And another good thing came out of this. Zelly and I figured out a way we could really give back to the community.
Oh, what are you going to do? Clean highways? Run a food bank? Help people convert their Y2K shelters back into bomb shelters?
No. We actually gave a person back to the community. Observe.
Excellent. The elderly should tap more often.
You know, I'm really sorry I passed out right before the audition.
No problem.
It was really nice of you to get me to your house and nurse me back to health. Although I still don't know how you did it.
Well, I'm deceptively strong.
When I was out, I had some crazy dreams. I met John Sally, and he threatened me with a timeout.
I think that means you have a fear of flying.
Just one thing.
What's that?
Why do I keep wanting to eat paste?